minimalism and how to stay wildly functional in a distracted world. I'm your host, Andrew Foltz, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking with my creative partner in crime, Kathy Pelikoff, about productivity. How do you start the day right? What do you do when something ruins your flow? And how do you know when you've done a solid day's work? All that and more is coming up, so hope you guys enjoy this one, and I'll see you on the other side. All right, so today's episode, I want to talk about productivity. I think it's kind of a controversial word because what does it actually mean to be productive? Sometimes as creative people, we feel like we're making or being really productive, but we're not actually accomplishing anything. So today I want to have a mini Royal Rumble between me and you, Kathy, as the co-host of this show, because I'm someone who tends to be a little bit more scheduled, and I'm doing this 365 day challenge where I do the same thing every day. You're more free flowing. When we have podcast episodes, you basically tell people to call you, which I think is like terrifying to me. So I wanted to talk today about what productivity means and maybe how it's different for both of us. So how are you feeling today? Have you felt like you had a productive day so far?
I had a productive day and I'm still caught on this like mini rumble thing. It's like,
I
how do we do that
should
virtually?
have gotten gloves.
I like that part. But I have had a very productive day, but it didn't start as productive. So what I have learned, I don't bounce out of bed. And so while I'm not a very routine person, I would love to hear about your morning routine, because I really do think it sort of sets it. I have to exist with a shower. But then I have to read for about an hour, and I read crap for an hour. I mean,
Oh,
I'm not
interesting.
sitting there and what happens is sometimes I even slightly fall back to sleep. And in that period of an hour, that's when a whole bunch of my ideas come. Like if I were to actually come downstairs, drink coffee, and be productive, wouldn't work for me. Okay,
Interesting.
so what you would sort of maybe see as free form and why doesn't she just get to it? That doesn't work for me. So I've learned that about myself pretty well.
Yeah.
And what does your morning look like?
Well, I mean, it usually starts when I was like at the peak of my performance and I was writing 1,000 words a day in a comic and recording a podcast episode. I would like record these alarms for myself using a voice like app where I could record a message for myself. So I'd wake up like instantly inspired, and then I'd like almost literally jump out of bed and then fix my breakfast and then just start hammering away at the comic. I do the comic, I go straight into the article, and then I do the podcast. And it was crazy. And now it's like all falling apart. Like in the last couple of weeks, I just lay in bed in the morning. I'm like, oh, I don't want to get up and do another comic. You know, like I'm in day 179 now, and I'm like really getting burned out. But I know what you mean when you say you have to start the day right, because I feel like I'm not starting the day right anymore, and it really screws up the whole day for me. And one thing that was really working was getting the comic done super fast, but now that I can't get it done fast, I feel like it's creating that block. So I'm almost wondering if I should spend more time in bed because this morning I actually wrote a poem in bed, but then like I kind of got out of bed and didn't really finish it, you know? So yeah, I'm wondering if that's a better way to start the morning. So I'm gonna give the morning routine win to you right now. Let's talk about the first.
Rounds, by the way, is it round one?
Yeah, I'm creating the rounds as we go. So I'm gonna give the morning routine round to you right now. What's the next part of your day look like after you've kind of gotten your ideas and you've gotten off to the start?
I come downstairs, and as opposed to people who get right to work, I actually need to do little things. So I need to check email and answer them. And I also use the morning a little bit for business development, which often is the email. So I will respond or inquire. I need to have like a list of, ooh, I just finished 10 things.
Like small little wins.
Small little things. I need to get them off my list because writing's intensive.
And do you keep a list? Do you have a list of stuff? Or is it in your head?
It's in my head. But sometimes if the list is too big, I put it down on paper.
Yeah.
Okay, so I actually like lists, but creating a list is another thing to add to the list.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily always do that.
Yeah.
So getting, my next thing would be getting little things out of the way would be the next thing I do.
Mm. Yeah, I know what you mean about the list. Because as you know, I've created like 50 billion productivity systems. And I think the last one I created was this little like accordion thing where it was like a to-do list, but you could actually like open it up and look at all the things and then close it down. So you're only doing one at a time. And it was so cool. And I was so excited about it. And then it got to the second day and it was like night and it's like, I don't want to write the list for tomorrow. I'm so tired. I don't want to do it. So what I've learned is that you just have to keep it simple. And I have this little like board that I write daily and weekly stuff down on, but I don't have to rewrite it every day. I just kind of like run most of the stuff in my brain, like you're talking about.
Yeah.
And yeah, it works better.
I think there's also, I think all tasks are not created equal. And I don't mean it in terms of importance, but the things that you're stuck on creatively right now are creative tasks. Doing a cartoon, writing a blog, etc. They're using a different kind of brain power and energy, which is really different than answering an email or going in LinkedIn and connecting with 15 people and that those different energy. And there's also, I think, a different way of measuring productivity. So what the question you asked me about was about how I was more productive. Hard word to even to get out, you know.
It's a tongue twister.
But I would really ask the question, how are you defining productivity? I mean, you just defined it very much in completing 3 tasks. Is that really what productivity is for you?
I mean, it could also be like the momentum thing. I actually had this conversation, I don't know, like a few months ago with someone else, and they were really stuck and they were building up all of these huge barriers for themselves. Like their creative work had to be here, you know, for them to feel happy. And I was like, well, you know, I redefine creativity and productivity as just like little things. And sometimes the little things like you're talking about actually help you build momentum. So I feel like that's where I'm like, I'm stuck right now. It's so funny, like how you like creatively switch from the person who's stuck to the person who's unstuck and just kind of like go through these cycles. But let's talk about, I think that for creative people, one of the things that can help you be most productive is just feeling happy. Like, I think that's really the best productivity system. So how, when you get to the middle of the day and something kind of like throws you for a loop, how do you get back on the productivity or creativity horse? Like, how do you get yourself back there?
I take a nap.
No.
I go read a book. I've been very blessed that I create my own time and I manage my own time, which I think is different than some people have. I don't have any problem with going and reading a book or taking a nap or going for a walk and then working 3 hours at night. I don't have to end my day at a certain time. So I also realize that there's a level of discipline I have to put in it. Because, you know, I really equate productivity to food and what you eat. Okay, so, you know, that whole idea of, you know, you just have to have a piece of chocolate.
Yeah.
then you distract yourself and 15 minutes later, you don't need that chocolate. Mm. You're not even thinking about it. I think if what you get caught up in is this idea, I'm not being productive, I'm blocked, I'm not being productive, then you're in that place. So you have to distract yourself. So I, by the way, would
distract
say,
myself from distraction.
Distract yourself from this point of view that you're not being productive.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, by the way, that you're being stuck for the last week or so is that you're not being productive. I mean, your subconscious may be creating better stuff than you've done. Maybe you were actually, you needed a brain vacation so that you could go and get into things more.
Yeah, so I feel like I'm on a brain vacation, but I'm not taking a brain vacation.
Interesting point. You're not allowing yourself to go on a real vacation.
Yeah. I find it very hard. I mean, do you find it hard to just stop as a creative person?
I think I'm always a creative person.
Yeah.
So I don't think I ever stop.
I don't know what stopping means. Sometimes I don't know how to like rest, you know? Like you're always thinking of ideas and sometimes that's restful, but sometimes it's not, you know, it's like you get to the point where you're like blocked or you're burned out and you're like, the natural tendency is to feel like you should stop. But for a creative person, stopping sometimes is worse. You know what I mean?
Well, I am seriously into escapism and generally not in maybe ways that are good for me. So, I mean, I'm a fat person. I escape with food,
yeah.
You know, but I also, I'm highly intellectual and I read really trashy romance novels. And they're like pure escapism. I don't watch PBS. I mean, I watch sitcoms.
Yeah. Do you do that stuff in the morning or in the evening?
Whenever
you want.
Yeah. You know, so, and you know what? Everything changes. There are times when I'm more productive in the morning and other times I'm more productive at night. A lot of it has to do with my sleep patterns. You know, like right now, I have a lot of light in my bedroom and I could put in room darkened shades. But I get up really early now, and then guess what? I get tired. So I find this pandemic thing a little exhausting, you know, because you don't just go out and do stuff. And when you do, you got to think of all the things you need to put on your face.
Yeah, it feels, you know, it feels like emotional winter, because in winter, like if you're a runner or just anyone who likes going outside or just a human being in general, you don't have to. Well, you have to think a lot in winter, but summer, it's usually like you just go straight out the door. So it's kind of like, even though it's nice, it's that double whammy of having to think more at a time when you're not supposed to be thinking, which is maybe like a metaphor for what's going on with me productively right now.
I also, I get a lot of stuff done. Okay. And, I've never been a person who, so my husband comes home and makes lunch and he takes about a half an hour to make lunch and he's very precise and he does that. I would be talking on the phone, making lunch, walking down the stairs to put a load of clothing in. I would be doing all these things way before the world multitask ever came up. I accept my distraction and I honor it. And I get a lot of things done.
Mm. You
know? So I guess what I'm hearing
stop.
Oh, you want to go back to accept?
Accept your distraction. I kind of like, I like that. I've been thinking about this recently. A lot of times the things that hold us back, they don't hold us back because they're bad. They hold us back because we stop at them. You know, it's like, I've done something bad or I'm being unproductive and then you allow it to stop you. And that's the thing that's bad, not the thing itself. So that's quite interesting. I think that's the soundbite of the episode right there, accepting your distraction. So I feel like Rocky right now. I feel like you're just like hammering me in the corner. I'm like, I'm now down two rounds. So let's go to round three, which I think is like, how do you know when you've done enough at the end of the day? Because I think that's important. Because if you go to sleep, I mean, that's really one of the reasons why I started the whole challenge thing, is because if you go to sleep feeling like you haven't done enough, it really can make you miserable, and that misery can kind of compound. So how do you decide what's enough
really round three, okay? Because, and I think you might win this, but maybe not. I never think what I do is enough.
Yeah.
Okay. I am an immensely dissatisfied person, and I accept my dissatisfied aspect of it. Okay.
Ooh. Well, isn't that circular though? If you're accepting it, aren't you then not dissatisfied?
I can accept that I'm dissatisfied. Okay. Because when I was dissatisfied with being dissatisfied, it always made me feel bad. I like feeling good.
Yeah.
So words like productive, am I productive enough? Am I distracted? I can just use those as weapons to beat myself up with. I get a lot of stuff done. And there's always more to do.
Yeah.
And sometimes things slip through the crack, and sometimes my clients get upset with me. And you know, all those things happen. You know, I mean, you're the one who kept on saying, hey, we need to do this podcast. And I was like, oh, I would get distracted. I love that productivity on you, and the fact that you push, and that you like things to get done and finished.
Yeah.
And that you're really comfortable with that. I am as equally uncomfortable with being distracted, but I'm also, because I always realize that there's more. I've never, ever experienced going to bed at night and going, I really did what I wanted to do today. I don't know what that feels
like. Really? You've never felt that?
No. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I when I was really going with the challenge, I would say maybe at least 75% of the days, I really went to sleep feeling good. You know, like I didn't always wake up feeling good. I usually woke up feeling tired, but I went to sleep feeling pretty darn good. Like if I had just done a comic, and then if I had done, you know, like an article and a podcast, I'm like, wow, feeling really great. You know, like I'm on top of the world. But I think it's kind of back to this concept of what's enough in life, not just the day, but feeling like you've already won, you know, because like you said, there's always more money to be made, there's always more people to be helped, there's always a higher level of happiness and consciousness and understanding. But when I feel the best, it's when I've just admitted to myself that if I died now, I would be fine. And I would have accomplished so many amazing things. And that's just happiness there, to accept that you already are happy and you don't need to accomplish anything more, but you can accomplish more. So yeah, I guess that's something I feel pretty good about, at least that I've developed so far in the challenge, despite other things going wrong.
So, I mean, essentially you're still happy. Okay, you're off by a week. Not very long. You had a system that worked. So the question you're really trying to figure out is, do I need to adjust my current system that was working towards my happiness? Or is this just a little blip on that?
I think it's what I've come to learn, and maybe this is the insight from this episode, is sort of like that acceptance part. Like the system doesn't really matter. It's the system is only really there for you to feel something, you know, to help you figure out what you need to do. But sometimes the system falls apart, and then you have to figure out how to rebuild yourself, not the system. You know, the system is like, It's like the part you can see, you know, it's just the tip of the iceberg. And productivity, creativity is really all about how you feel about yourself. So when I say like the system's falling apart and that I don't really care how many articles I'm behind, you know, I only care about how I feel right now. So when I'm feeling better now, I'm more productive. It's like productive emotions, you know. It's not about hours you've worked or pieces of art you created. It's like how you're feeling right now, because it's always right now.
I think you win round three, because I think
very ambiguously.
I think it's a very healthy way to look at things. I don't know if I do. So we need to explore that more. That's sort of intriguing.
You don't know if you do what?
I don't know if happiness is my holy grail.
What do you want to feel instead of that? Or is it not a feeling that you're after?
I would say it's not a feeling that I'm after.
What is it?
I like being caught up in something.
Isn't that happiness? Like,
it doesn't feel what I would define as happiness. I like being satisfied with a job well done. But I don't think I've ever, and I think, by the way, a lot of it's how you grow up in that. I think happiness is a really interesting word. It may be a word that I might want to explore.
Yeah, we may need to delve deeper into that. This has become a very metaphysical productivity discussion. So let's bring it back to the practical for one more round, to talk about just like how to go to sleep at night, you know, like how to, not how to be satisfied, but just like how to work yourself down. Like, what do you do at night? What's your evening?
I have to read.
Yeah.
I have to read a book. You know, thank God for iPads right now. But when I went to Africa, and lived in a hut in Africa, it was like, okay, what can I really not live without? So I was really sure I had to read at night, and I had to take a hot shower in the morning. And there was no hot water, and there were no lights.
So you had to read hot books.
So I would have to read when it was light and go to bed earlier, and yeah. I would have cold water, and how refreshing that was. But
did you get on more of a like consistent sleep schedule because of that? Because there's no artificial light and you had to go.
Yeah. So I have it very, very clear in my mind that without reading, I can't go to sleep. And one of the feelings I hate most, because my mind doesn't turn off, is lying in bed going buzz, 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 buzz. So I read at night. So that's how I go to sleep. I think that's about it. What do you do at night?
I think we're pretty similar on this one. I think that round, what is this, four? Yeah, four now is going to be a tie, because I also read at night, and I try to read for maybe like about an hour and a half, but really my rule is like, I have the 3 yawn rule. Did I tell you about that? So it actually works really well. I just start reading and then I yawn once, and then I yawn, you know, another time, maybe 2 minutes later. And then as soon as I do yawn number three, it's like, I'm done. You know, I can fall asleep in like 30 seconds. And I think it's not just like getting yourself into that sleepy state. Of course, that's important, but it's kind of like the same conversation about what's enough. You know, like it's kind of anxiety inducing to go to sleep, because it's sort of like a mini death. And you like, especially as a creative person, you always want to accomplish more, and you have ideas that come to you, especially when you close your eyes. So for me, I've decided that like 3 yawns is enough. And that's like trained my brain to just like fall asleep after 3 yawns. So it's quite nice, because I used to have like huge problems going to sleep. So that's mine.
So for me, my favorite thing is to wake up in the middle of the night and my glasses are still on my face. My iPad is about to fall off the bed and be crushed because I just fell asleep.
Yeah.
So I love that not even knowing I'm about to fall asleep. I can't even stand that 3 minutes after the yawn when I don't fall asleep. Yeah. That's how I hate it. Because my mind will start buzzing.
Yeah.
Oh, I like your way of doing it. I'm going to try the three yawn thing here.
Yeah, let me know. Let me know how it goes. That feels like a very nice, sleepy way to leave this podcast off. So I hope that you guys have a productive day and a very sleepy night. And we will see you very soon again. Goodbye.
Bye. I'm yawning.
whoops.